Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. Something great is coming back, a contract is done, and we have a foot in Flowery Branch. I am Squidbilly. He is the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon, Michael. Don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson.
I've got 2 feet in this studio.
Okay. She is the first lady of Atlanta baseball, the founder of Allie's Army. And with one dial on thrown in the mix, we're a show that actually understands the importance of exit velocity. This is The Morning Shift.
Nice job.
Thank you.
Good job.
Yeah,
good
welcome
job.
In.
What do you
the water's
believe me?
Just fine.
Would you believe me if I said I made it all up on the fly?
Yeah, I would. 100%. That's okay, though.
I worked
you should do it.
I work best under pressure. Yeah. I always did my book reports or my papers the night of.
Yeah. You came in chatty this morning. What's going on? Did you get the pork chop must have really laid down nicely last night.
So you guys wanted to get any sleep the night before.
Yeah.
And so last night, yesterday, yesterday was her first day of grandma care, which is grandma daycare. So I had to go get her. That is apparently the assignment I have drawn in this whole thing, which is fine. I get some squid time in the truck, you know, just kind of veg out, listen to a little sports talk, listen to a little bit of, you know, music, a little Pearl Jam in there. And then we get some time on the way back. And so we kind of were, her schedules were a little bit different than normal. And so we stretched her a little bit, and I fell asleep trying to stretch out her feeding time for her bath time. Dude, I fell asleep hard, like,
attaboy,
for 30 minutes and woke up. Like I was in a drunken stupor.
Yeah. Like, what year is it?
Yeah. And so then we got her bath.
Wait, I have a kid? Whatever.
Right. Yeah. So I got a solid, like, from 9:30 to 12:30, solid 3 hours again. So now I've got like almost 4 hours of sleep in me. And I got up, fed her and everything. And then boom, right back down. And I almost slept through my alarm. The second alarm woke me up this morning.
Attaboy.
How about that? Yeah. So I feel good. I do. I got like maybe 5 hours, which equates to 6 hours, which equates to 15 compared to what I've had in the last, you know, three weeks.
5 hours equates to 6 hours. All right.
So you're going to be firing on all cylinders today is what you're saying.
There might be a misfire too, but for the most part, yeah, you know, not a backfire, just a misfire.
I do want to go around and get our headlines. I have a feeling we have some condolences to spread for Dylon today. But we'll see if he gets to it in his headlines. Let's start with you, Bo. What's your headline today?
The name is SGA, and it could be the first title for that city because they are rolling.
All right, Mike?
I felt like Dr. Frankenstein last night at the Atlanta United game. I was like, they're alive! They are alive, baby! Let's go with the big dub last night for the United. Let's go!
Dylan?
It's disappointing that a regular season Atlanta United game was tremendously better than Game 5 of the Western Conference Finals. It's disappointing that it was better.
I'm glad you wrapped that up because I was like, please don't tell me you're not going to talk about Ant-Man here.
I know.
Come on, bro.
I told you yesterday.
Yeah.
He's going to get squished.
It happened. You did, Allie. I'm sorry.
Well, someone on this radio station called someone else an idiot, and I honestly could not have been more proud. However, I'm sure.
Gee, I wonder.
It wasn't either one of us. Thank God.
But I'm sure the person I'm talking about will be humiliated that I'm bringing it up. We're going to cover that in a little bit. 6:20, you can find out who the idiot is. But right now we got to talk about Ryan Neuzel, Falcons, OTAs going on. We talked to Joe Patrick yesterday about Ryan Neuzel because nothing was signed. But sure enough, when we left, the news broke. Ryan got pen to paper. He got a 2-year deal, $9.5 million deal that includes $6.25 million guaranteed. And about 24 hours ago, we were all a bit concerned about Kyle Pitts not being at OTAs, but there's been an update on that, right?
Yes, there has. I'll start there. And then I want to do something that I know Mike loves for me to do.
I'm sure.
First off, the Kyle Pitts thing, he's at the team facility and he's rehabbing some type of foot injury. We don't 100% really know what. That makes me instantly feel better about it. For a guy that's coming into contract year, the thought that he isn't doing everything possible to improve and to get better does bother me. I don't think Kyle Pitts is here next year, but I'm not worried about next year. I'm worried about the 2025 season, which is here essentially for me in my mindset. Schedules release were, 3 months from the first game or something like that?
We're getting close.
And so
yeah,
he's ours and we're his. And so we've got to
– For better or worse, for rich or poor.
So I feel better about that.
These rings symbolize the circle of life.
Tell me the deal again for Ryan Neuzel. Could you reread that for me?
Yes. So he's got a 2-year, $9.5 million deal that includes $6.25 million guaranteed.
So, Michael.
Yeah.
In reality, what we have here is a 1-year deal for Ryan Neuzel.
I always love it. I always love it.
Because the guaranteed money is all that matters. He, if he goes out there and does what I think you think he will do, you'll want to try to find a way to extend him for a couple more years, give him more guaranteed money. And if he doesn't, you also got some guys on this roster. The kid Gray, I think is his last name, Joshua Gray. Is that the kid from Oregon State who played tackle at Oregon State? Very athletic, like 6'5", I think 305, something like that. It can play all – he projects as a guy that can play all positions. They're probably going to cross-train him at center, I would expect. But this is good news because we knew it was going to happen. He was working out, as Joe Patrick told us, under what it is. And so he was always going to be here. But now it's just in hindsight. And you don't even have to act like it's an issue anymore. Yeah. It's not, it never was, but.
And I think what this also brings is clarity in terms of the Drew Dahlman contract, right? If you go back to the Drew Dahlman contract, Drew Dahlman leaves in free agency. He signs a 3-year, $42 million contract. His guaranteed portion of that, $28 million, up with Chicago. And I know that there was some people, in this local media market that used that as an opportunity to take shots at Terry Fontenot, for what they believed was ridiculous, that you developed a player and let him walk in free agency. The fact of the matter is, and it's something we've talked about till we're blue in the face on the show, Chicago Bears were in a position where they could overpay to make sure that they upgraded their offensive line. That's not the position you're in for the Atlanta Falcons. So, you go from $28 million guaranteed for Drew Dahlman. Maybe there's a slight drop-off to Ryan Neuzel, but is it $22 million guaranteed worth of a drop-off? Absolutely not. You functioned just fine last year as an offense, and Ryan Neuzel is also a guy that you have developed as an undrafted free agent that steps right into that role. So we knew that he was going to be the guy. You and I talked about it the day that free agency started and that Drew Dahlman was talking about getting $12 million a year, that Ryan Neuzel was just fine, and he was half a starter at center last year, and you had some really good offensive performances with him in the lineup. So there's some things that Drew Dahlman does better than Ryan Neuzel. There's no doubt about it, but it ain't freaking $28 million or whatever it is different.
I got so many things about what you just said I want to talk about. First off, Neuzel, correct me, lefty, right? So it's lefty on lefty crime now.
Yes, which is going to be – strange.
And now there is concerns about with left-handed guys, certain times when you snap and you're asked to do a certain, move one way, it can affect. It's just different. It's a different feeling.
Don't get O-line nerdy on me right here, son. I might, take the pullover off a little bit.
Look, you're kind of, dude, calm down.
All right.
I'm gonna slide to the other side of my slot here on this desk.
Is there steam coming out of the collar?
The other thing is for all the talk we get about this team, and Allie, I hear it at nauseam. Hey, Falcons, they don't do this, they don't do that, they don't draft well, they don't. Say it again. What he is? What is he?
He's a developed undrafted free agent.
Oh man. This kind of sounds good. Yeah, you talk about getting a certain feeling.
Yeah.
I get one when I hear that. When I hear about guys, the front office pinpointing players that, hey, this guy has some potential. Let's try to bring him in and develop him. And the guy that is responsible to me is you give Terry and all his staff credit. That's fine. Kyle Smith, all those guys. But the guy that I think about that did that is a guy that has survived two, he's on the second coaching staff here now, yeah. Which is Dwayne Ledford, yeah. Our O-line coach. He's responsible for developing the Ryan Neuzels of the world. And I think in helping Caleb McGarry get better since Dwayne Ledford's been here, Matthew also, Bergeron.
Yeah, but also that goes along with that conversation. How many times have I talked about, and we had this conversation with Jake Matthews in person at training camp. It's like, this offense, or at least this run game for an offensive lineman, they have done a great job of identifying guys that are good at what they need, right? And it's, again, the Dwayne Ledford thing kind of goes both ways, and I think that's worth talking about in this conversation. Dwayne Ledford has done a great job of developing players. He's also been able to bring guys in, and he's been able to stay consistent all the way back to Arthur Smith's tenure beginning here when he comes over from Louisville. Right. And I think when you look at that conversation, you hope and pray that you can start to say the same things about the defensive coaches when you talk about pass rushers and fit. I mean, how many times have we talked about Zach Harrison when he was drafted? You're like, oh, he's going to develop behind Calais Campbell. And then when Calais leaves, and then all of a sudden he's running a different scheme. And then all of a sudden he's running another different scheme. And it's like, dude, I don't even know if we can – how can you develop a guy that's run three different schemes in 3 years in his career? Hopefully we can begin to talk about that in other places on the field.
Well, that's part of the – that's part of why I hate it when people say clean house every six so games. Ridiculous. Because they don't understand you're never going to get the best of guys. You're not just teachers, all right? You're techniques and different ways to do things.
Especially on the defensive front.
Which goes to get taught for the last year of their life. Harrison's on his way. Nate Ollie is now the defense who's very highly respected. Guy has done very good with other teams. But you keep teaching guys, if every day we come in and Mike Conte says, well, I want you guys to – here's how you need to do teases and hit breaks and do these things. Yeah. I'm like, well, yesterday you told me to do that. No. Wipe
hey,
it
Bo,
clean.
Turns out you're going to do the Atlanta United postgame show from now on.
Yeah.
You'd be like, I'm sorry, what?
Is it Thier or Thier or Tari? How do you pronounce this guy's name?
Bo, get on here and be like, they broke out into a 4-3-3 formation.
Well, hey, hold on. Hold
half.
On, man. I got a couple years of high school soccer under my belt, so maybe you just need to hold on that.
I didn't mean any disrespect.
I know what a 4-4-2 is, all right?
Yeah.
Is that enough numbers?
Anyways, man. Hey. Good stuff right there. Happy to have some clarity on the Kyle Pitts situation, though. And also glad that we can talk about moving forward with Ryan Neuzel, and it is lefty on lefty, which will be just funny to watch. I don't know. I don't know if it's ever happened in the history of the NFL.
It happened. Yeah, I don't know. Didn't happen last year because Dahlman was back.
I was going to say, I think they definitely got some snaps at some point. But anyways.
Preseason. Yeah. That one game, that one half he played.
We got to go to break. When we talk about the comments from one former Phillies executive, one current Phillies commentator about the Bryce Harper situation with Spencer Strider and how one, I don't know, Joe, doesn't think it would comment. You don't want to miss this. Stick with us. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 99 Game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
623 Sports Radio, 92.9 A Game. It's the Morning Shift. Mike Johnson, Ali Mack, Squid, Billy, and Dylon. Guys, we're going to get into the Ruben Amaro comments in just a second. And obviously the Braves postponed last night. But one thing that did happen last night, me and my son got a chance to go to the United game. We'll get into Atlanta United and everything that happened in that game later on. But it was crazy. It was like, I got last-minute tickets, and I was like, hey, I'm going to take my son. And I was building it up to him. I was like, hey, man. I'm like, finding everything I can to make it feel special for him. He's four. He's like, it's like hit or miss. And I'm like, hey, go ask mommy if you can – stay up past your bedtime to go to work with daddy. I'm like trying to find everything. He's like, his eyes get huge. He's like, what? I'm like, yeah. Daddy's got to go to the big stadium. See if mommy will let you go to the big stadium and stay up past your bedtime. And he's like, yes. And of course, I am walking in and I just got through security and I look over and I swear this is crazy because I've only ever met her one time. The first thing I notice is Dylan's girlfriend, Simone. I was like, oh, there's Simone. Oh, there's Dylan. Hey, Dylan.
I was recording Simone because we were there for Ticketmaster, and then I see Simone kind of look, and then I feel a pat on my back, and I look to my right. I was like, hey, it's Mike. I was like, what's up, Mike?
I was like, what are the odds?
And I was like, hey, it's Ridge.
Yeah,
man, it was dope.
Had his little ear covers on. He was in the zone, son.
He was. He looked fired up, man. He was ready to go.
Yeah, he was. Dude.
He was ready to take the kids some good soccer.
I was like, no, you know what's funny? Dylan goes, "What's up, Ridge?" And we walk off. I made Ridge give him a high five, and we walk off. And he goes, "He knew my name." That's what Ridge said. I was like, "Yeah, buddy." I was like, "That's Daddy's friend." And he was like, "Oh, yeah, he knew my name." I was like, "Yeah, yeah." Anyways, it was a good night though. He tapped out early. He tapped out before any of the fireworks started at Lane United game.
So when did he tap out?
It was right after halftime.
Okay.
Like right after halftime, he looked at me and he goes, I want to go home. Like you could tell he started getting that glazed look in his eye. And I was like, all right, dude, it's already way past your bedtime at this point. So, all right, I believe you. I was like, yeah, just 2 minutes, buddy, 2 minutes. And he's like, no, I want to go home now. I was like, oh, okay.
So he verbally said, hey, we're good.
Yeah,
time to
out.
Go. He didn't just start, you know, like some kids.
It was like, you know how football players tap the top of their helmet when they need a sub? Yeah. Like, that's what he did. He was like, I'm tapping.
Yeah.
That's
some tap their top of their head more than others.
Yeah.
Sounds like he's very self-aware. He didn't go into the whiny phase.
No, he didn't.
Well, that's my point. Yeah. That's exactly what I was getting at. It was like, he didn't start like, you know, just everything was a problem and, you know.
I want cotton candy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did immediately think last night, too. It was the first time we've ever been to a sporting event, just us two. And every time I come in here and like, man, kids are stressful. Steak is always so good at being like, dude, just fun's just starting. Because, you know, he does the basketball trips with Bobby and everything. And like, they go to different sporting events. He's like, you don't even understand. Like, the fun is just starting for you, man. I'm like, yeah. And last night was my first hint of like, oh, man, he's right. Like, this is going to be awesome.
Yeah, I think that for the most part, I'll probably still be doing sporting events alone.
For a little bit.
I don't think Porky.
You don't know that.
No, I just don't think she's going to be like, that. Yeah, let's go. Yeah, let's go watch this. Or let's go to the NASCAR race. I think maybe if I can get her into golf quick enough, she'll.
She might be a NASCAR driver.
No,
she might be like a little Hayden Panettiere and Remember the Titans, you know?
Yeah, that'd be nice. I don't think I have the money to put her in NASCAR or a race car.
You act like golf is going to be a cheap sport, but I got news for you.
It's
start getting custom clubs every year and a half.
Let me tell you something.
Clothes she'll have to have.
Oh, that's a good point.
Her mother will handle that because I know that Amy will be like, oh, this is a cute outfit, and just all of a sudden will show up on my doorstep. But yeah. I
master swag, dude, age three.
Golf is still. It's still going to be cheaper than, hey, let's go get a trailer and let's go get a Legends car. And now let me try to figure out how to do more than what I know how to do already, which isn't a ton.
Well, look, and by the way,
ding,
I'm still looking to get a Legends car at age 38. So it is what it is.
Well,
I'm
I think the move is you go buy one and then you let me drive for a while until you can get the big enough seat and everything for you. And then by that time, I'll be an established Legends car driver.
We got to move on. But you've met my buddy Agan. He's 5'2". We always used to talk about all going in on a horse and letting him really get in lightweight shape so he could jockey it.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm so down for that. Well, he's like, I'm so down, dude.
I've been around Agan quite a few. He's going to cut out on some of that drinking.
This is when he was a Marine like 20 years ago, you know? Anyways, we got to go on to the Ruben Amaro stuff. Now, if you don't know who Ruben Amaro is, he's held basically every job in baseball that you can possibly hold. Right? This guy was an outfielder, was a player. He went on to be the Phillies GM. Now he is a commentator for the local NBC's Philly affiliate.
Yeah, it's the FanDuel.
Right.
Their FanDuel.
Yeah, it's their edition of whether the postgame show is or whatever they're doing seventh inning stretch-wise. And this kind of hits out and goes on social media yesterday. Here's Ruben Amaro. And he is addressing the situation where Spencer Strider hit Bryce Harper.
Someone will pay for that. I got to believe there's a lot of baseball to play against the Atlanta Braves. And I will tell you that somebody on that mound will do the job by retaliating. I'm not sure when. They have plenty of time to do it. But it certainly should happen because for me, even if it wasn't purposeful to hit him, I think that the retaliation sometimes is the right thing to do.
Now, I will ask you guys to hold your immediate reactions because we have an auxiliary panel personnel that, like I said, is morning shift adjacent is what we'll call him. And just see if you guys recognize the voice that joined Dukes and Bell yesterday to address this comment.
Yeah, was it Ruben Amaro was like starting to get rattle people's cages that somehow this was intentional last night when Strider lost control of the fastball, which you just
it, well, yeah. He's an idiot if that's the case.
Yeah, that's what I said. I thought this guy knew baseball.
I just love that so much, dude. It's so matter of fact, and it's so frank. It's like there's no gray area.
Well, he's an idiot.
That's Grant to a T.
I know.
Like, that's the Grant I know. And I love it. That's what I said. Yeah, sure. It's great how Grant just popped there. I'll say this. I liked Ruben Amaro Jr. when he was better, when he was a Goldberg's character. Because you ever seen the TV show Goldberg's?
Yes, very briefly.
Yeah, he went to that school with the kid that created it. Yeah, same school Matt Ryan too.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's William Penn.
Yes, Penn Charter. It's just Penn Charter now.
I literally have Matt Ryan's profile pulled up to make sure I got the name right.
Yeah.
Now. Like, I was like, yeah, I
watched the video of Ruben Amaro Jr. doing this. He doesn't even believe the trash that's coming out of his mouth. I'm telling you, you can tell.
He's poking the bear a little bit.
But you can tell when guys feel passionate about something, when they're selling it. He's not. This is clout chasing by a guy who's just now an analyst. It's
dude, that's a little bit heavy.
Hear me out. He does not believe that there needs to be retaliation, but he wants to say it because it's Bryce Harper. And he wants people to say, that guy's got our back. That is clout chasing. It's absolutely what it is. He's only saying that because it's Bryce Harper and because it's Spencer Strider. If you want to go up there and hit somebody, that's on y'all. But it's not going to – is this the path we want to go down? Because this is a guy on his third start coming back. His control was clearly an issue all night. His velocity wasn't what it used to be. And if you want to start – I know there's always been bad blood between these two teams. This wasn't that. But if you want to start down this path, it's going to hurt both teams in the long run, and both teams expect to be in a pennant race. And so I just don't believe it at any point Ruben Amaro believes what he's saying.
Well, it was just ugly and unnecessary. I think it was exactly 24 hours ago. I'm on this station saying you could see that Spencer Strider was physically shaken by what had just happened. It was not intentional. So to rile it up, it just doesn't need to happen. It'll be ugly down the line.
He's an idiot.
Yeah, there's also this feeling, too.
And Grant and I did not even converse over this, and I popped on the radio yesterday and heard him say that, and I was like, that's my man.
Wow. Whoa. Hey. We need that just permanently. That needs to be next
both of those
to
cuts.
The Terry Fontenot. Yeah. It's a confidence on arrogance.
Well, and I'll say this too, and you know, I think you brought it up earlier, Bo. You're like, why wouldn't they have hit him right away? Like, why wouldn't have? I do think that there is an art to this these days, right? Because you do have that 7-game stretch at the end of June where you're going to get the Mets and then you're going to get the Phillies at Truist for a 3-game series. I don't like it, it's weird because obviously you get postponed last night. I think they would have waited till tonight either way if they were going to plunk somebody. It's not like they've never hit Ronald Acuña though. Can we reverse there? They've done this before.
I actually disagree a little bit because this clip's gone viral. I mean, not to the viral to the extent of, you know, like wide receivers that date Cardi B and stuff, but like this thing has gone viral. That might be a tease for later, right?
What'd you say, Daddy?
That's right. Call Yikes. Me Daddy. Call me Daddy. This is going somewhat viral enough to the fact that Major League Baseball knows it. So the problem for me now is when you put this out here. Oh, really? Well, now the umpires are going to say, hey, be on alert. And there might even be enough to say where they come out and say, look, guys, no one player was hit. We've heard talks. You're warned right now. And if somebody hits Ronald Acuña Jr., they're probably going to be gone because baseball does this now. They overreact. Right or wrong, I don't care if you want to say, well, back in my day, it was such a so. Does it matter? That's the way it's policed now.
See, I don't feel like he was clout chasing. I just feel like he was being overly, like, old school. You know what I mean? Like, maybe he's clout chasing to an old school fan, in my opinion. But it was like, dude, because this is different, right? Now, like, you used to see guys get plunked, like, in the 80s and 90s. And, like, most of them didn't have, like, cell phones. Like, I feel like Spencer Strider probably has Bryce Harper's number. That he can text him and be like, hey, also, that's on me. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm sure that, like, there's some line of communication where it's like, dude, that wasn't even it. But maybe I'm wrong.
I'm sure there was. But back in the day, but see, that isn't, if there's already been a message sent or already out there. But see, don't forget, too, not back in the 80s and 90s, not everybody was throwing 97, 96, 95. I think it was 95 that he hit him with. The problem for me is when you put it out there, when you're trying to appeal to certain people, that is the definition of clout chasing.
It's probably true. And we'll get into that, obviously, a lot more in the coming days as the Phillies and the Braves will hopefully face off tonight if weather holds up. We are going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the NBA playoffs. We got one team moving on to the NBA Finals. We also got an Allie Mac drop.
Yes, and today is Throwback Thursday trivia. It is tied up. So we're going back to the 2010s today, the time of bump it, fist pumping, and the Patriots dynasty. Going back.
I can't wait for that. Stick with us here. It's the Morning Shift on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Well, he's an idiot.
Yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm sure Dylan is a little bit upset about what we got to talk about right here.
Yeah, man. He'd already crowned this guy.
I know. You know what I mean? I know.
Just going out of his way. I mean, Anthony Edwards might as well have been Trae Young for Dylan.
I ain't go that far. I just wanted to see the Georgia boy win, man. From one Georgia boy,
crazy,
one ATL into another. I just wanted to see him thrive, man. And he did not do that.
Well, thank you for joining us this morning. It is 6:42 on Sports Radio 92.9. It's the Morning Shift. Mike, Bo, Allie Mack, and of course Dylan, who is crying some tears right now. NBA playoffs last night in the Western Conference. Oklahoma City Thunder, they have punched their ticket to the NBA Finals. They did beat Minnesota 124-94. SGA led the way with 34 points. And Anthony Edwards, our beloved Ant-Man, talked about the Wolves' loss afterwards.
They came ready to play. We didn't. When you lose a game like this, it's not really too much to break down. They just did what they were supposed to do and won the game. They dominated the game from the tip. Can't do nothing but tip my hat to those guys. They came ready, man. So good job by them.
Did it sound like, because this is frustrating, and Mike, you've played for the Falcons before, so when your team just doesn't show up, how deflating is that?
And I think the more deflating thing is not that your team didn't show up, it's just you were just completely overmatched for the whole series. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes it's like, oh, it's an emotional, we didn't really do what we thought we would do. We didn't, we hurt ourselves. Like, nah, dog. Like, that voice you just heard right there was somebody that was like, I don't have any answers. They're just way better than we are at this point. And sometimes that just happens in sports.
So would you compare this to, like, the 2011 playoff game in New York?
Yeah.
Like, 26-2 or whatever?
But yeah. I mean, there's definitely always things in football where you're like, oh, we didn't execute. That game against New York, like, our only points were a safety.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was not good, dude. And that team goes on to win a Super Bowl, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they did.
That's exactly what it was.
And I wasn't trying to rub salt in a wound because I felt I was working with the Falcons. I mean, I was a fan no matter what, but I was doing the radio network then already. So I felt that one. But
that one sucked.
But when you asked Mike that question, Allie, the first thing that popped in mind was, 2011 wild card game in New York. That's the first thing that popped in my mind.
The first thing that popped into my mind was actually, was it the year before we played Aaron Rodgers here? And they went on to win. Like, Aaron Rodgers, that was the greatest game I ever witnessed from a quarterback.
In 2010. Divisional.
That's the first thing that pops into my mind. Really? Like, no matter what you did that year against Aaron Rodgers, I want to say his stats were like 31 of 35. Just something insane.
Well, I'm sorry. But you go back to that regular season, the 2010 regular season game between Matt Ryan and Aaron Rodgers that year. That it was at home.
Yeah, it was.
We beat them, and it was one of the. To your point, that was one of the best quarterback
duels
you'll ever see. The game was phenomenal, and then you were expecting the same thing. They come in here, beat us 48-21 in the divisional.
So to bring it home, you did not see one of the greatest quarterback duels last night between Anthony Edwards and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. What even freaking close?
Well, I think that game was at one point, Dylan, 41-15 or something. It was just not close at all.
Thunder's largest lead of the night last night was 39.
Wow.
And like I said during the headlines.
Like you said?
Like I said.
Okay.
During the headlines this morning, I am very disappointed that, a regular season MLS game was better than a potential closeout elimination game in the Western Conference Finals. Anthony Edwards said in the cut we played, the Thunder came ready to punch their ticket to the NBA Finals, and the Timberwolves did not come ready to try and keep their season alive. And so I'm just very disappointed in not necessarily their effort, but just how not ready they seemed. I mean, they didn't shoot well. I mean, it just was a bad performance. It was one of those performances where it was like, what were you guys doing before the game?
Well, and the next question is can anybody beat Oklahoma City? Because you watched this game last night. It's like, dude, nobody's beating them. And they've been doing freaking year.
You know what's not talked about is we made such a big to-do about the year Golden State won, 70? And obviously the greatest NBA team of all time is the, 97?
96 Bulls.
Was it 96 that year?
Yeah,
it was 96. I can't remember if it was 96, 97. But when they went 72 or whatever.
Yeah, still unknown. Good and well, he was born in 96.
This team won 68 blanking games this year.
I agree.
And there was a couple of 60 win teams. The Cavs won like 64. You don't hear nothing. I mean, you haven't heard. Like you just had.
We won 60 games that one year.
The latest out of the Cavs is they're willing to break them down.
But but I'm talking about this year alone. But you have not heard much at all about the fact that this Thunder team won 68 games.
That's why I'm rooting for them.
I mean, they it seems like honestly. All season long, they have been a team of destiny. They were the best team in the NBA all season long, and it seems like this year is just their year.
Well, and we might find out who they're going to play in the NBA Finals tonight. Eastern Conference, Pacers play the Knicks at Madison Square Garden, 8 p.m. As it stands, Pacers lead the series 3-1.
Yeah, let's go Pacers. I can root for that, a little Pacers-Oklahoma City final. I'd plug in for that. I know that's probably not what the NBA wants. But I'm good. I think I'd plug in for that before I'd watch the Knicks play.
Well, I would watch the Knicks play the Thunder just to watch the Thunder just
that's a good
embarrass
point.
Them. And just to see the look on Spike Lee's face when they get drummed.
Yeah. I don't care who all's in attendance.
I kind of enjoy the NBA having two small market teams in the finals personally.
I agree. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, are you guys ready to get into competition mode at this point in time? You ready? Fired up?
Oh, wait.
Jumping jacks.
Really?
Yeah, it's competition day.
Oh, man, I didn't know. Hold on.
Get your mind right.
We are tied up 1-1 right now.
His ears are cold.
It is Throwback Thursday trivia. We are doing 2010s edition. Of course, your name is your buzzer.
Mike.
Exactly. Dylan's going to help me figure out who says their name first because you guys are very fast at this.
Now, what I just did was if you ever watch Drag Race and how they peel out and then they back up before that's what I just did. Just getting my mind right.
Well, right now the record is 1-1, so we're going to see who pulls out ahead today. Are you both ready?
I think so.
Bo, I'm going to need confirmation, on a flight.
Squid.
Okay, here we go. Question number one. In 2010, this breakout Jersey Shore star was arrested for being publicly intoxicated.
Mike.
Yes.
Is it Snooki?
It is.
Okay, I was going to say it's either.
I was going to say The Situation.
Yeah, The Situation or Snooki. I was like either one.
I was when she was running around going, "Where's the beach?
Where's the beach? Where's the beach? It's right there." Literally on the sand.
She's on the beach. In 2016, this club won the World Series for the first time.
Mike, Chicago Cubs.
Wow.
Correct.
How you like me now?
This club. Threw me off at the club. I don't know why. No team. Anyways.
In 2015, the NFL launched an investigation.
Mike.
Yes.
Deflategate.
That is it. There were still two more lines question.
You know what I mean?
In 2018, there was a viral auditory illusion. When you listen to this sound clip, people heard Laurel or...
Oh, man, I remember. I can hear the sound in my head. I just don't know what the other one was.
Laurel or... People are screaming at you in the car.
Yeah, I remember this. I was actually over at Cox Media for this, and I did this with Brandon Adams.
Bo, you got this one?
No, I'm going to guess, though. Laurel or Yellow. I don't know.
Oh, I mean, you're kind of close. Yanni.
Ah!
Laurel or Yanni. It was the young kids that heard Yanni and older people heard Laurel.
Just like the dress, the viral dress.
Exactly.
Colors. Yeah.
Exactly.
It was right around the same time, I feel like. Yes.
All right. Nobody gets a point on that one. So the Rangers, Tigers, and Royals all went to the World Series in the 2010s, and they lost to which team?
Swift.
Both?
The Giants.
Yes. Okay, we're tied up 2-2 right now.
All happened every other year.
Yeah, every other year.
In 2010, NBC announced that this Tonight Show host would step down. Who was that one? Mike? Okay, Dylan's saying Mike.
Jay Leno.
No.
What? It's Conan O'Brien.
It's Conan O'Brien. The full question was, in 2010, NBC announced this Tonight Show host would step down from his seat to make room for Jay Leno to return.
That's bad. Because that was only after a couple months.
Yeah.
It's almost like we should allow her to finish the questions before we scream our names.
Like you waited for her to get to the end of all of them. Sure. Yeah.
The ones I didn't know, I did.
Right.
In the 2010s, Taylor Swift crossed over to pop music with her breakout song, Mike. The look
I did
on
not
Mike's
think
face.
The breakout song was coming. I didn't think the breakout song thing was. Dang it. Okay, I'm going to keep my mouth shut now. Go ahead, Bo.
I don't know any Taylor Swift songs.
You don't know any Taylor Swift songs.
No, you've already.
Is it Shake It Off?
Correct.
Let's go.
No, no. Oh, hold on. Hold on. No, no. No, no. I protest.
You already said you didn't know it.
Exactly.
But he had his chance. No, I protest because. He miscorrectly answered it when he passed.
He just said I'm gonna keep my mouth shut.
Yeah,
that's all he said. He didn't forfeit.
It was his turn.
He gave you the opportunity to steal.
That is I protest.
Well, let's see how the rest of the questions go.
That guy.
You don't know.
Overruled.
Mike Conti is a judge.
Don't be a trivia Karen.
A trivia Karen.
Abe Gordon wouldn't stand for this, and neither will I.
You're a trivia. All right, so it is tied up right now, 3-3. In 2013, who finally admitted to using performance-enhancing drugs?
Lance Armstrong.
That is correct.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
That would be the Tour de France that he was using.
I watched Dodgeball.
Yeah.
And it was like 2 days ago, and he was like, yeah, man, I'm sure if I, when I got, you know, diagnosed with brain and testicular cancer, I could have just quit.
All right, next question. The first YouTube video that reached 1 billion views in 2012, it featured a Korean artist named Psy.
Mike.
Yeah.
We played this yesterday.
That was going to be the hint. Yep. That is it. Guys, we're tied up again. It is 4-4. In August of 2012, who made history at the Olympics after completing the 100-meter dash in 9.63 seconds?
Is it Usain Bolt?
That is. All right, 5-2-4.
He was retired already by then.
In 2011, this blocky video game was released. And ever since, kids have been obsessed with it to the point that Jason Momoa just made a movie about it.
Mike.
Squid.
Mike.
Minecraft.
Correct. 6-4. Bo, you got to pick it up. In February 2012, who became a household name after leading the Knicks to 5 straight victories, leading to a craze known as... Yeah?
Should
have waited for the full question.
He played here.
At what point do I get it?
He played here. Hold on.
No, he's out of time.
You know what? No, I could say pass, and then you could get it wrong, and I could come back
go ahead.
Like you did. Oh, what was his name? Ah, hell.
In 3.
Lynn Sanity.
Jeremy
Lynn. You said the.
Okay, there we go.
You said
the craze known as Lynn Sanity.
Jeremy Lynn.
Yeah. Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
All right, 7-4. In April 2018, what luxury music festival in the Bahamas turned out to be utter chaos when the crowd showed up to find
Mike.
Squid.
Squid.
Oh, come on. I said Mike first.
It's the Fire Fest.
It is Fire Festival. All right, 7-5. You still have a chance, Bo. What was the viral challenge in 2014 that involved dumping coal?
Squid.
Okay, Dylan, you got to call this one.
Mike.
Ice bucket challenge.
So what, y'all hang out at the game last night?
That is not the question. That is not the question.
Well, I would like the question to be finished in before I try to steal.
Sure, right. Yeah.
What was the viral challenge in 2014 that involved dumping cold water on yourself on social media?
It was the ice bucket challenge.
Yeah, he can't say the same thing.
What cause was it for?
Oh, come on. Now, Allie, now that's all right. Go ahead.
Wasn't it for like autism?
Well, you both got it wrong. It was the ALS ice bucket.
I knew that, but you're right. I'll just give it
Okay, last one. On July 8, 2010, during a nationally televised ESPN special dubbed The Decision, who announced?
LeBron James.
Correct. All right, 8-5. Mike, you win. Record stands.
2010s was
Mike
my thing.
Mike, too. Yeah, it was.
You know what I mean? 2010s 2-1. Was my thing. Thanks for coming, Bo, even though you tried to Karen your way out of that one. Thank you for playing.
I mean, I'm sorry. That was an illegal answer. You can't be the first person to get the choice and then pass on it and then try to steal. When you pass on it, that's an incorrect answer. We need a ruling on that.
He still won a few by
this is how when we say common sense ain't common anymore, this is the reason why.
Also, Squid Billy, unfortunately, later. Mike still won by like three. So,
well, Dylan, maybe if you'd have like not just given him every close call when I had some of those.
He got to you before, man.
Sorry. You guys nice hang job, out. Must have bought you a beer last night or something.
Nice job. Thank you for playing, Bo. Look, when we come back on the other side, we'll get into some of this conversation about the 2010s. No, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about the Atlanta Falcons. Why Jesse Bates is excited about Jeff Ulbrich's defense. You don't want to miss this conversation. Coming up on the other side, it's the Morning Shift Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.